If you're a device developer or even an IoT solution developer, you will want to watch this episode of the IoT Show with Koichi that will discuss the IoT Plug and Play Certification Program. Everything you need to know about what is IoT Plug and Play Certification and how you get your devices certified. That's today on the IoT Show. Hi, everyone. You're watching the Internet of Things show. I'm Olivier, your host. Thanks for joining us today. Today, we will talk with Koichi from the Azure IoT PM team about certifying devices, IoT devices, for IoT plug and play. Koichi, thanks for joining the show today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Olivier.
So you already came on the show for various episodes in the past, but for those who don't know you yet, can you please give us a short introduction about yourself and what you're doing at Microsoft?
Yes, I've been with Microsoft, I believe it's been 14 years already. I've been PM role for 7 years. I've been Azure IoT team for 2.5 years, working on device certification program. So the device certification program started back in 2016. I joined the team 2018. So that's where I'm at. I'm excited to announce something exciting. So, yeah.
Nice. So yeah, you were mentioning device certification. So that's something that Azure IoT has been, out since like five, six years now as a service or a set of services, allowing you to connect your devices to the internet and extract data, extract insights, take action. So we've been actually working with hardware vendors, hardware manufacturers to certify their devices. And in the first stages of that certification, it was just about having these devices being able to connect to Azure IoT, right?
Right.
And there's something new, right? Something called IoT Plug and Play. We had Stefan Vick recently on the IoT show to discuss what is IoT Plug and Play. So we'll not spend too much time into that, but still, we'll talk about, what's in IoT Plug and Play for device developers, and then we'll talk a bit more about the certification itself. So tell me a bit about, certification programs for device developers and device builders.
Yeah, thanks, Olivia. So let me actually pull on my slide to talk about the evolution of the certification program. Okay, so let me talk about the evolution of the certification program. Back in 2016, we first introduced a program called IoT Hub Device Certification. It was meant to validate that device just works with IoT Hub, be able to send a D2C device to cloud telemetry, and be able to get receive messages from cloud to devices, and also be able to use device twins properties and to invoke certain commands. So that's what we had back in 2016. Since then, we have introduced about more than 1,500 plus devices in the device catalog. And moving forward, in 2018, we have introduced IoT Edge Device Certification Program, which is a different program from IoT Hub Device Program, which validates that the IoT Edge runtime works with the devices that can deploy and sideload Edge modules correctly and functioning, doing some cloud intelligent things on the on-premises on Edge devices. Now we are introducing a new certification program called IoT Plug and Play, which is available now.
So, Koichi, let me ask you. So, this is great. We have the three device certification programs. So, tell me a bit more about why should, especially device developers, but developers in general, why should they care about certifying their devices?
Thanks, Olivia. So, now let me provide some context on what are the promises of IoT Plug and Play and device certification program. We have three core promises of the certification program all up. First, it's about building the confidence to device buyers. These could be the value-added resellers, the SI partners, the solution aggregators, and customers who are looking to purchase any IoT devices to start an IoT project. What are we aiming to do is we're aiming to provide a matchmaking capabilities, start recommending and offering the right set of the devices that is tailored for a particular solution that our partners are trying to build. With Plug and Play, now that we understand the specific capability through Plug and Play models of that specific device, we can start matchmaking these devices with the specific IoT assets. So that's the value prop, Plug and Play, to let us easily matchmake device and the solution. And eventually with that matchmake capabilities, solution developers are beneficially of building easy to integrate devices into their current solutions. And that will lead to the simplifying and accelerating solutions. And the last bullet I want to call up is the physical device validation. With the physical device validation, we are looking into make sure that we validate the product truth. The device capability is being validated of the specific capabilities that is being advertised by the devices. So what we are looking at is we want to conduct additional validation on top of the seamless validation tests bi-regionally so that we can validate the product use on it. So device buyers can confidently buy the devices that is described and advertised through the device catalog.
So that's cool, Koshy. So, and actually, it makes me think that very often I've been asked, hey, Olivier, can you recommend a device that can get temperature and humidity? And it was like always like, and then you add the sensor and then you grab that library from there. And here I'm hearing that with IoT Plug and Play and the certification that goes with it, it's going to be way more straightforward. It's going to be like, hey, go check out the list of certified devices and their capabilities are described. So it's going to be even easier for us to actually recommend hardware and for buyers, as we're saying, to actually trust the devices that they're picking. So what else? What else is there for the various developers or people out there in that certification program?
Yes. So a lot of partners, through our conversation with them, we have received their feedback about, hey, Microsoft, we now have my devices getting certified. We want you to help promote our devices because we want to leverage your sales, field sales folks, Salesforce, etc. So we heard the feedback. We definitely looking to improve our device cataloging experiences. That includes the proper cataloging experiences as well as the proper device categorization that are tailored for specific IoT solutions. But in addition to that, we are looking to promote these certified IoT plug-and-play devices through our various channels. Those channels includes the early market exposure via Microsoft-driven events or any partner-driven events that we are sponsored to or things like that, or even using our field sales teams, in-region field sales teams, to explore potential co-sale opportunities with device and solutions that we can potentially explore some of the incentives or any sort of marketing efforts to help promote these devices.
Okay, so device buyers and device builders are basically very much helped buying and selling devices. And I think there's a third pillar to the program.
So the third pillar of the program is basically we want to reduce time to market for building devices for device builders or even the solution builders to pick and build solutions for them, right? We will basically start with providing two tool sets that basically help device builders specifically to reduce time to market in building plug-and-play enabled devices. These two tool sets are a command line tool to invoke the certification test, so you can use that as part of the daily development iteration. You can basically author plug-and-play models, make sure that model is being certifiable, so you can continue until you feel comfortable to finally submit for certification through our portal. Now, the second bullet, we basically released a new web portal that streamlined the certification processes from onboarding a partner to registering devices to running the test and finally being able to publish to the device catalog. So all of that processes are streamlined through our portal. We, in addition to that, to summarize, we also provide a command line tool to help development efforts running smoothly and easily.
Awesome. I'm sure you're gonna demo that real soon.
Yes.
So now we're seeing, I'm a device developer, I see the interest. What are the requirements for me to get my device certified? Because you just talked about the value here in the tooling, and we'll see the tooling, but you know, what does it take for a device to get certified? What are the requirements?
We've heard a lot of feedback from our partners on our requirements and from the preview partners. So here's the final requirements that we have for a device certification program for IoT Plug and Play. The requirements include that the device needs to support device to cloud telemetry. Device needs to support device provisioning services that supports one of the three attestation methods, X509 certificate, TPM, or SAS token. The device needs to know that and be compliant with the digital twin definition language V2. And last but not least, physical device validation, that we want to make sure that we validate the product use on it. So these are the four key requirements. The physical device validation piece is not available. It will be available later on. Optionally, we have made some of the requirements optional. It's not necessary requirements. It's optional things that device can implement. Things include cloud to device messages and the commands for various reasons. There are some and tiny devices that may not support these commands. And the last optional ones is something we take the feedback from our partners, saying that the implementation of Microsoft interfaces, such as a device info interfaces, it used to be a mandatory requirement. We're now moving from mandatory to optional based on the requirements. There are some policies that device manufacturer needs to follow, such as recertification policies, where every time the firmware is being changed or the model being changed that requires embedded device code to be updated, that requires a recertification. So that's something I want to call out.
Okay, so basic functionalities of telemetry, of authentication using DPS that makes devices way more secure anyway, so I think it's a great thing. The compliance with DTDL, V2, that's something we talked about with Stefan Vick in a previous IoT show episode. So if you guys want to learn more about digital twins, definition language, check out that video we had with Stefan about IoT plug and play. Can you, the fourth one, actually, the physical device validation for product truth, is something that I need to grasp a bit better. Can you tell me a bit more about what does that mean? So what's happening in terms of, you know, validating the product truths here?
Okay. So, note that the tools I mentioned in the previous slide, it is a tool and web portal that allows any device to get connected to IoT Hub that Microsoft manages, and we validate the schema of the PMP models. Sometimes these validated schema can be run on the VM or can be simulated. We definitely trust the device manufacturers, device builders, but we want to make sure that the validation is actually hold as a higher standards, which means that we want to conduct in-market device audits, so to speak, to make sure that the device is actually behaving what it is, what it says it's going to do. Sometimes, for example, the commands, the reboot commands, for example, isn't something that we can validate remotely. That's something we want to make sure that we validate with our eyes to make sure that the behavior or implementation of the device code is behaving correctly.
Got it. Okay, makes sense. And actually, it leads me to the next question, which is, let's talk about the phases for getting your device certified, and then we'll see the demo and how things are working. But tell me a bit more before we jump into the demo. What are the various steps that you have to go through to get your devices certified?
Yep. So let me go through the some of the steps in getting their device certified. First, this is something that you can go back to Stefan Wick's session to learn more about how to develop, how to build plug-and-play enabled devices. and then certify them. Once you finish using device builders, finish writing your code and feel comfortable to get the device ready for certification. Now, you can go to our portal, or you can go to our run our tools to get there and start running the test that it needs. And lastly, at the publishing phase, which is basically us getting the information about the devices so we can publish to the catalog. These includes learning about the description of the devices, the hardware attribute of the devices, the marketing information about the devices, and also getting the device, getting started guides. We call it GSG, which has a step-by-step instruction how to bring up the device. That needs to get approved as well, so before publishing. So these
we're
are
going to verify the quality of these getting started guides. That's what you're saying?
Yes. So remember when I said validation of the physical device, this is where we exactly follow the steps and step-by-step instruction that is describing the getting started guides. We follow the exact steps, wearing the customer's hat to make sure the device is actually bringing it up and being able to provision using GPS.
Love it. Yeah, that's going to be huge, because so many times you get onto that getting started guide that is like 6 months old, doesn't work, frustration, you get a cool device, you cannot use it. So I think this is huge. I love it.
Yes. And this avoids the staleness of the content as well, as you mentioned. So this is why we think it's physical device validation is necessary. And we're also looking at building the cycles of how we want to make sure the freshness of the content moving forward.
And by the way, it makes me think about, you're talking about the freshness or the certification, freshness of things. And maybe you're going to address that, but I wanted to ask you, if I had a device that was certified for IoT Hub or for the previous, now we are GA for plug and play, but there was a public preview for that. So is there do I need to recertify my device? What's going on there?
Yes, that's a great question. So for existing devices, whether it's an IoT Hub or certified as an IoT Edge, especially for us, devices that are certified for IoT Hub already, we strongly encourage to enable plug and play and recertify them. We will be reaching out to all of the existing partners to make sure that we have a clear migration guidance and the plans in place, such that we can provide a step-by-step hand-holding documentation to help them move from existing IoT Hub certification over to our IoT Plug and Play enabled certification.
And if our customers building devices are using the SDKs, it shouldn't be too much of a work, right? Because an update of the SDKs and some code should suffice to make. I don't want to make it look too easy or too simple. But we're doing a lot of work in these open source SDKs to help our device manufacturers and builders partners be ready and be able to enable IoT plug and play in their devices easily.
Correct. So with the latest changing plug and play platform core stack, partners can continue to use the existing SDK, device SDK, to enable plug and play. Or even using the notion of plug and play convention, they can even enable plug and play without using SDK, just having the model ID announcement at the time of connection. So these are the type of things why, this is type of reasons why we can open up the certification prior to plug and play itself with GA, because we already have made the developer's life easy to enable plug and play.
Yep. Makes sense.
Yep.
So what's next? Command line certification portal, and then we'll see the demos, right?
Yes. So, cool. Yes. So should we get to that?
Yeah, let's get to it. So the tooling, actually, you just burn them up. I might have burn your thing here. But so you have a portal. You already mentioned that, a way to interact with a web page and so on. But then you also have a CLI. But let's get to the demo. Show me what to expect when you want to certify your device for IoT plug and play.
Yes, thanks, Olivia. Okay, great. So imagine you have your enabled plug and play on the existing, let's say, a thermostat that's with plug and play models. So let me actually show you the actual payload here. So this is the JSON payload for PMP models. This is a thermostat. This is just an ordinary, very basic temperature sensors sending telemetry in double and Celsius. It supports writable and read-only properties. It supports command from request and response schema and all that. So this is very basic thermostat PMP models. So imagine you continue to modify them, you run some tests, and you're ready for submission. Once you're ready for submission, you go this portal that is live now. In this portal, the first thing you will see is a menu of project and company profile. Administration is only for Microsoft internal use only. So what you do is basically you go to this portal. You see that I am logged in as a Koichi using my AAD tenant worker school account. We are actually making changes to partner onboarding processes which requires Microsoft partner network ID, so that we have a more secure signing processes. With that, partners can enter their company profile and start making a new project on it. So to do that, basically you click on the new project, you give it a name. Let's say IoTO demo. Give it device. We only support finished product as of now, and there's a device class you can choose from: gateway, sensor, and others. Let's say this is a thermostat, so let's pick a sensor. Okay, now that you can have a thermostat, basically you can start entering the device information from this section. So let me go through one by one. Now you can review what you have entered. You can also put the product details, for example. You can pick and choose the operating system. You can give it name. You can even add specific components, whether it's an integrated or discrete, on the device give us more information about that. The benefit of giving more information for us is about better matching processes. For example, in the future, when we want to certify plug-and-play enable edge devices, and we want to make specific edge module, let's say that does a people counting that requires a GPU for better hardware acceleration, this is the type of area that we can better matchmake through the information we gather from the users or device builders. And this is why we have this component specific sections that we want to capture them. In addition to that, once you fill information about your device, you can add your getting started guides, and you can actually provide a marketing information here. And then last but not least, you can provide industrial certification information about your devices. This is the feedback we have. This is the feature we added based on the feedback we get from customers. A lot of device buyers are looking for devices that are compliant with specific industry certification, whether it's the UL, FCC, and so forth. So we have in a section for user device builders to add them. For the sake of the easy demo, I actually pre-create some of the values already. So you can see all the data is already entered. I have a GS getting started guides already uploaded. You can now see the preview of them. So note that this is just a sample. I have all those information about the device that I already pre-populate them. One thing that I want to call out is we have an ability to add the distributed information. This will be used in the device catalog experience, where we want to navigate or direct to the third-party marketplace, which is a distributor's hosted marketplace, so that in from the device catalog, device buyer can pick and choose the right device, and then hopefully it can complete the transaction through a third-party hosted marketplace moving forward. So these are the type of device information the device builder needs to enter them. Now, once the information is entered, the device builder can run the test, start running the test. One thing I want to call out is these processes, device details and connect and test, can be launched in whichever order the user wants. So they can start with the connect and test first, they can start with device details first, whichever is necessary. So it's not a sequential order.
Okay.
So once the device builder is ready to run some tests, the first screen you will see is they need to pick and choose which of the three attestation for the DPS to be provisioned the device to. What this screen does is basically this screen is validating that the device is actually provisioned to Microsoft hosted IoT Hub instances through DPS. This is why we basically output, we display this information about the DPS instance here. For example, ID scope, device ID, symmetric key, and endpoints. And these values needs to be baked into the device code. Note that these values does not necessarily need to be hard-coded in the device code, because if it is hard-coded, it's very difficult to transfer the ownership from one to another. We strongly recommend device builders to not hard-code it, but instead use the config file. We have that config file sample as ready as part of the SDK, as part of the CSDK sample. So please go check out on that too. Moving forward, anyway, the processes, once device is ready, you need to click on, you need to pick and choose the attestation. You need to make sure that the models, every models that you want to certify, are available in the public repository right now. We're looking to add additional feature in the future to support model upload to the portal, but as of initial release, we're only supporting models that is already published to the public repository.
And as a short reminder for people, so the model is something that as a device builder you're gonna want to publish, because the idea is that the solutions that you connect your devices that are IoT plug and play enabled, these solutions will receive a model ID in that connection handshake with the device after authentication, and will go grab that model from a repository, the public repository you just mentioned, Koishi, and then they will adapt the UI and the interaction between the user and the device in the application in the solution based on that model ID and the description of that model in that published model. And so that's anyways, in the development process of an IoT plug-and-play device, and one of the main reasons you want to have IoT devices certified for IoT plug-and-play, that you can actually publish these models so that like the solution builders can easily integrate these devices into their solution. So anyways, it's not something you have to do in addition to get the device certified. You would already have done it anyways in your process, right?
Correct. So yeah, as you mentioned, the model resolution and the model binding to the service app is very seamless if the models are published in the model repo. But there's always another way. We want to provide additional flexibility to the developers in addition to model repo. Yes. So we are looking at various ways, but something model repo usage is something that we think is more seamless binding from model plug and play model and the solution app. Okay, so let me cheat, and I am running a simulator that is enabling plug-and-play models. As you can see, it is parsing the model, plug-and-play model that I showed earlier. Okay, now it says the simulator is being provisioned successfully. So if I go back, this portal experience. So now the device is being provisioned to the IoT hub through DPS. If I hit connect, it should fetch the model and resolve the model. Okay, it says connected. So if I go to next, now you can review the model. It says thermostat. Remember you have, I mentioned about the telemetry being sent in double. They have a writable properties, read-only properties, and it's a get max and min report. It's part of the, I think it's get max right here. So it is fetching and it is resolving the model. Now you can click on next. You can start running the test. You can start running the test immediately.
And is it fair to say these are pretty much like similar to unit tests on the functionalities of these various interfaces to plug and play device?
That is correct. Yes. Now, the model has passed the test. You can actually see the actual raw data coming from the device. In this case, it's coming from the simulator. You can see the raw data that is sent from the device to IoT hub. You can see the messages. If there's any failure, we will have specific notification to make sure that it's easily diagnosable. Once the finishes test, you can just click on finish and this test complete turns into green. Now, after the test, the question is now what? We have another process that allows device builders to review and certify and publish to the catalog. These processes are streamlined in our experiences. Unfortunately, this is not available as of now, but it will be available soon. What we will do is there will be a contact it's called iotcert.microsoft.com. We will make sure the contact is baked in these processes when we go live, so that the device manufacturers who wants to publish their devices will have to contact Microsoft to get the device published until this feature get light up in the later time frame.
Got it. And so anyways, there's going to be a moment where they need to actually ship the actual device for testing to Microsoft, right? So perfect. There's going to be a manual step at some point that they have to do in that process.
Correct. So there will never be a fully automation processes because of the fact that, as you mentioned, there will be some sort of a manual processes for physical device validation anyway. Yes.
Awesome. So Koshi, that's all great. There's a way to automate some of that as well using the Azure CLI tooling, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So what CLI tool does is basically go through the exact same step that I have just gone through, which are creating a device, making sure that the device has specific unique DPS ID scope and SAS keys, for example registration IDs, to provision to, and also running the test. So these can be also invoked in CLI commands.
Nice. So one last question before we actually point our viewers to more. So when I'm a device developer, eventually I have several variations of a device. So is it fair to say I'm going to actually do a certification for each of these variations of devices today?
Yes. Today, each variation, the hardware variant, needs to be submitted separately. It will be treated as a separate device entity. In the future, what we are looking at is defining the concept of a family device or grouping the device, so that we can easily group them. We also noticed, obviously, today, if you look at the landscape of devices or IoT solution, there are a lot of combination of gateway device that is hooked up to various different devices and then other leaf devices. So we're looking at various ways to certify against these different setups or different topologies, so to speak, something we are looking at addressing in the near future.
Awesome. Koshi, great introduction to the IoT plug-and-play certification program and the process to get your devices certified. So if you want to learn more about the IoT Plug and Play certification program, you can visit and go read the blog post at aka.ms/IoTshow/IoT Plug and Play certification in one word. We're going to have that pop up here. So Koichi, you're welcome on the IoT Show anytime to show us a bit more about the certification program, the catalog, and all this goodness for device developers. I hope to see you soon. And everyone, thanks for tuning in, and I hope to see you soon on the IoT Show. Bye.
Thanks for having me.